So have you ever felt that there were times in your life when Jesus was not very near you, that he was quite distant from you? Those things happen to us more frequently than we would like. In the Old Testament, we see Elijah experiencing God's presence in the whisper. But the contrast is true in the gospel. Jesus comes to the apostles in a storm. And in the same way, we experience the Lord's presence in our life. Oftentimes, it's in the silence of our home, here at Mass or the Adoration Chapel. But then there are those times when we don't feel God's presence, those storms in our life, those trials and tribulations in which God doesn't seem so close, just like the apostles experienced in today's gospel. And so we wonder, in what way can we get closer to our Lord? And Jesus gives us a very fine example when he sends the apostles off. And yes, they were obedient, but they didn't know what the rest of the night was going to bring. But Jesus went up to talk to the Father alone and in silence. And that's something that we need to learn to do in our lives, because it prepares us to meet Jesus when those storms come. Those storms are often in the manner of an accident, maybe a serious illness, or even an unexpected death. And it's those times when, at least initially, as the apostles experience, Jesus doesn't seem to be with us. But we know in the end, he always is. And so we take heart in the fact that we know that God is always there. It's interesting sometimes to listen to somebody say, "Well, I'm spiritual, but I'm not very religious." And I always wonder exactly what they mean by that, because they don't always come up with an explanation. And it's wonderful that they see God in nature, outside of the presence of worship. But who wouldn't want to experience the Lord at the table of the Eucharist? That doesn't make sense to me. So part of our task as Christians is to try to bring them back into the fold, get them to experience our Lord's presence everywhere in the universe, everywhere in our world, but certainly at the table. And so as we develop in our faith life, as we learn to talk to God, get closer to God in the private times, we will know that he will be present there for us at the difficult moments. And as he said to all of us, "I love you always. I will never leave you orphans." And when you saw those two footprints in the sand, "I was carrying you."